Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Of a government shutdown, and lawmakers are set to take up another vote on a stopgap measure. ABC's Rachel Scott with more.
The Senate returns back to Capitol Hill today. They come back into session, and Senate Majority Leader John Thune says if Democrats do not vote for their bill to fund the government, he will likely be sending lawmakers home for the weekend.
Democrats say they're fighting to preserve Medicaid and insurance premiums for health care. Republicans say they will not negotiate until health care about the government funding is extended. Outside Chicago today, anti-ICE demonstrations taking place at the Broadview Immigration Facility. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem visiting the detention facility. It comes as protesters have clashed with federal authorities in recent days. The Church of England naming Bishop Sari Mullally as the Archbishop of Canterbury. It is the first time a woman will hold that position. She will be installed in March. This is ABC News. The Trump administration is asking 9 universities to implement its conservative priorities under the Compact for Academic Excellence in Higher Education. Those schools would win favorable terms for federal money if they ban consideration of race or sex in hiring and admissions and accept the administration's definition of gender. The former pastor of a Texas megachurch and one-time advisor to President Trump pleaded guilty to 5 counts of child sexual abuse.
At its height, the suburban Dallas church drew 26,000 people to its Sunday service. During one sermon, Pastor Robert Morris acknowledged,
"I was very sexually immoral as a teenager."
Cindy Klemischer said Morris sexually assaulted her for 4 years in the 1980s, starting when she was 12.
People should not be able to do this to children and get away with it.
For his guilty plea, the 64-year-old was handed a 10-year sentence, only 6 months of which he will actually spend in jail.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
At Cure and Rehab Basketball, quality care isn't just our goal, it's our standard. Hi, I'm Lana Ellis, Administrator, and I'm proud to share that our recent state survey was deficiency-free. Our dedicated team provides personalized nursing, rehab, and support in a warm, welcoming environment. From short-term rehab to long-term care, we deliver comfort, dignity, and compassion every day. Care and Rehab Basketball, a family company. Call today or visit careandrehab.com.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscat 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for mainly sunny conditions with record heat possible, a high of 88. Tonight, mostly clear, summer-like night with low of 62. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and very warm again with more records possible, a high of 88. In Richland Center, we have east to northeast winds at 3 miles per hour, and it's 83 degrees.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It's 83 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A former dean at UW-Richland has died. Donald Gray, age 83, died last Friday in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Don worked as dean of UW-Richland, where he appreciated the students and their humor, especially when they filled his entire office with balloons. He moved to Madison in 1988, where he worked until retirement with the UW-Madison Foundation, raising funds for multiple projects and buildings that would literally help reshape the campus for generations to come. A celebration of Don's life will be held at Tower Light Senior Living in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, on Saturday, November 1st from 1 until 2:30, followed by a memorial service at 2:30. Concerning poll findings regarding political violence in the U.S., a new Marquette Law School national poll finds Americans deeply divided over political violence. The poll, taken after the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, did show 58% of respondents saying it is always unacceptable to be happy about the death of someone they oppose, and 89% saying political violence is always unjustified. But the poll showed partisan divides among Republicans. 57% say left-wing violence is the bigger problem, while 50% of Democrats see right-wing violence as the bigger problem. Democratic state lawmakers are proposing an abortion accessibility act following Planned Parenthood's pause on providing abortion services in Wisconsin. Representative Lisa Subek of Madison says the bill would remove various restrictions but does not change the Planned Parenthood situation. She said the medically unnecessary restrictions put in place by Republicans mean that many providers are either unable or unwilling to provide abortions. Subek announced the bill Wednesday along with State Senator Kel DeRoyes of Madison. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families have announced an increase in child care subsidies going into effect this month. According to a press release, the maximum subsidy rate under the Wisconsin Shares Child Care Subsidy Program will now be at or above the price of 75% of child care slots. The previous rate in 2025 had been at or above about 41% of slots. The change will benefit around 15,000 families by providing average savings of around $175 per month. A proposed bill seeking a crackdown on people falsely misrepresenting their pets as service animals was heard in a state assembly committee this week. The legislation would implement a $500 fine for providing false documentation to obtain a service animal. It could also fine health care providers who prescribe an emotional support animal to patients who have been in their care for less than 30 days. Critics of the legislation say enforcing the law would be especially challenging due to concerns over legal troubles with privacy. It started on October 1st. Wisconsin households won't have to pay sales tax on their electricity and natural gas bills. The elimination of the 5% sales tax on residential utility bills is projected to save Wisconsin households more than $178 million over the next 2 years. No action is needed from residents to qualify for this change. Sales tax is being automatically removed from all household energy bills due to this bipartisan exemption included in the 2025-27 state budget. Attorney General Josh Call announced that Wisconsin and a coalition of states secured a court order protecting federal funding for emergency preparedness and public safety. Last week, the U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island granted summary judgment in a lawsuit brought by A.G. Call and 20 other attorneys general against the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Department of Homeland Security. A.G. Call and the coalition sued the Trump administration for threatening to withhold critical emergency preparedness funding. In filing the lawsuit, A.G. Call and the coalition argued that the conditions exceed DHS's legal authority and violate the Constitution because the programs in question were established to help states prepare for, protect against, respond to, and recover from catastrophic disasters, not advance unrelated Trump administration priorities. In the decision, the court agreed that DHS violated the Administrative Procedure Act when it tied unrelated conditions to receipt of FEMA funds and that the conditions violated the Constitution's spending clause. The court further determined that DHS made no serious attempt to provide a fact-based reason for its action and that the vague and confusing language used in the conditions made it nearly impossible for states to comply. The U.S. Department of Labor has announced the award of more than $86 million in industry-driven skills training fund grants to 14 states to accelerate innovation, strengthen domestic production, and address critical workforce needs across the country, with more than $20 million of the funding supporting the revitalization of the domestic shipbuilding industry, training workers in welding, marine electrical, manufacturing, and other skilled trades. The Department Industry-Driven Skills Training Fund grants recipients include the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, receiving $7.3 million to support advanced manufacturing and generative AI. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority has appointed Jody Jean Amble as the new Director of Marketing and Communications. In this role, Amble will lead marketing strategies and communications campaigns to advance affordable housing and economic opportunity across Wisconsin. Amble joins WEDA after 8 years at Renew Wisconsin, where she served as communications director, deputy director, and most recently as interim executive director. During her time at Renew, she advanced brand development, policy communications, and stakeholder engagement strategies on complex statewide issues. The Richland Hospital and Clinics recently received recognition as a Checkpoint top performer from the Wisconsin Hospital Association. Checkpoint is Wisconsin's voluntary hospital quality reporting program, featuring over 45 publicly available measures that reflect performance and safety, quality, and patient outcomes. All acute care and critical access hospitals across the state participate, reporting on metrics that matter most to their communities. These reports are designed to support ongoing quality improvement efforts and to promote transparency for patients and providers. Earning top performer status means TRHC ranks in the top 10% statewide in the following categories: birth, infections, patient experience, patient safety for all patients, patient safety for patients with surgery, and perinatal. One of Wisconsin's largest convenience store chains will no longer take or offer pennies. Quick Trip announced Thursday that it is following guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury, which is phasing out production of 1-cent coins. Instead, Quick Trip will simply be rounding down all its cash sales to the nearest 5 cents. Digital and card sales will remain unaffected. CEO Scott Zeitlow says they want to make transactions simple and fair for customers. The Dane County executive proposes a hiring freeze. Melissa Agard said Wednesday the plan would affect non-essential positions in the county's government. Agard says the county faces a $31 million structural deficit for its 2026 budget, and the current federal government shutdown brings uncertainty for additional funding for those jobs. A release from Agard's office says the freeze would exempt critical public safety and frontline delivery service positions. Agard plans to present her proposal to the Dane County Board at its October 23rd meeting. Raising awareness of Wisconsin's bat population during the Halloween season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources International Bat Week observance from October 24th through the 31st will stress the importance of bats to the state's environment, economy, and public health. The DNR says bug-eating bats consume agricultural pests, which help farmers and foresters. Wisconsin has 8 species of bats, with 4 of them classified as threatened in the state. A fungus-based disease known as white nose syndrome is the primary cause of the decline of bat populations. The DNR will hold several educational bat events around the state this month. Find out more at batweek.org. Action has been taken against a lead veterinarian at a southern Wisconsin dog breeding facility. The Veterinary Examining Board of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection took a unanimous vote Tuesday to suspend the license of Dr. Richard Van Domelen. Van Domelen was previously allowed to keep practicing under certain conditions, but the board held an emergency vote to suspend him after a surprise inspection found issues with record keeping. The breeding facility, Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds, has been under scrutiny for years on allegations of mistreatment of animals. It's 83 degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. Novak has been tagged. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional 4-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at 4-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Accidents happen, but with over 30 years of experience, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists has got you covered. Get a free estimate, and we'll restore your car to perfection. Plus, enjoy our complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Come see the experts at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
It's a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1220. Representative Todd Novak of Dodgeville has been named to the Speaker's Task Force on Elder Services by Speaker Robin Voss. The bipartisan task force will focus specifically on services that help seniors maintain independence in their own homes, encourage social interaction and community engagement to combat isolation and loneliness, prioritize physical well-being and financial independence, and prevent physical and financial elder abuse. In addition to his new role on the Speaker's Task Force on Elder Services, Representative Novak also serves on the Iowa County Aging and Disability Resource Center Board and is a court-appointed guardian for elder adults in southwest Wisconsin. He also previously served on the Speaker's Task Force on Alzheimer's and Dementia during the 2015 legislative session. Cardinal IG in Spring Green is holding its annual e-waste collection today until 3. Various electronic devices are being accepted. There is a $5 charge for televisions, monitors, laptops, microwave ovens, air conditioners, freezers, and refrigerators. All other electronic items will be disposed free of charge, but donations for local food pantries will be accepted. To help make the event safer, please remove cords if possible. Items may be brought to Cardinal IG in Spring Green today until 3 at its facility at 316 South Peterson Street. Participants should watch for signs directing them to the drop-off location. Please sort items ahead of time to help reduce traffic congestion. Free will donations for the food pantries can be made by check or cash. Checks may be made out to the food pantry of your choice. Once Upon a Homecoming is this year's theme for the Richland School District's Homecoming Celebration, which concludes tomorrow. Schools will dismiss early today so students can enjoy the homecoming parade. Kiri Stoltz is Director of Marketing for the Richland School District.
We do have an early dismissal on Friday, different at every building just because of the way the buses work out. The primary school will be getting out at 1:45. The intermediate school will be getting out at 2:05, and the high school will be dismissed at 2:15. Then the parade steps off at 2:55. We encourage everyone, all the kids especially, to get out there, see their classmates. There's youth floats, and all of the sports teams have floats. Alumni have floats. The staff, I think, even has a float this year. A lot of school pride, and we really encourage all of our kids, all of our community. It is a really fun, great day. It is really a great time and a wonderful community event, and we're so lucky to be in a community that supports us and supports our kids and our school so well. It really comes out, and especially at homecoming, supports all the kids and the things that the school district is working on.
Brian Jones is this year's Grand Marshal and will lead the parade, which follows the same route as previous years. After the parade, before the football game, this year's outstanding alumni will be honored in the West Commons of the high school. This year's honorees from the class of 1975 are Philomena Poole and Francis Zeller. Then at 7 will be the homecoming football game versus Dodgeville. The homecoming dance will wrap up the week tomorrow night starting at 6:30. You can find out more about the Hornets homecoming events and about this year's outstanding alumni on the Richland School District website. Homecoming this week continues today and tomorrow in the Riverdale School District. Vegas is the theme for this year's celebration. Events being held this afternoon include the All-District Pep Rally at 1. Jesse Kinney is the high school special ed teacher at Riverdale and a planner of the homecoming events.
The All-District Assembly, it is one of the favorites that we have.
You preach to these older kids how they're role models and they get it, but I don't think they always get it until they're in that situation. And then you see some of them come out of the woodwork. We do class yells where each grade says what year they're graduating and it kind of ripples around like a wave. And the 4K kids and the kindergarten kids, they're learning. And you always see some of our upperclassmen leave their post with their class and go over by them and help them yell their graduating year so that they understand it. It's one of those goosebump moments where the kids are just like in awe, and then they'll always remember that kid that they saw at that assembly. It's very fun to watch that.
Also this afternoon, the homecoming parade steps off at 2. This year's parade will follow a new route to provide a safer experience for the students and participants. The route will pass in front of both school buildings and will continue to include the Riverdale Healthcare Center. The general public is encouraged to view the parade along Mechanic Street. In the evening, Riverdale will face basketball in this year's homecoming football game. Kickoff will be at 7. Homecoming week concludes tomorrow night with a homecoming dance at 7. Be a part of the Chieftain School Pride at homecoming in the Riverdale School District. A new event during homecoming week at Ithaca Schools is being held tonight. Family night will be held starting at 5. Activities include the Ithaca Volleyball Boosters Co-Ed Volleyball Game, an Ithaca FFA Bags Tournament, and the Ithaca Middle School Student Council will have carnival games. After the fun at family night, the Ithaca School Fair and homecoming activities will be held tomorrow. In the morning, the Bulldog Block Challenge Run Walk begins at 7, and the Music Boosters Breakfast will be held from 7 until 9. Also in the morning, the Ithaca School Fair gets underway. J.C. Maxwell, a junior at Ithaca High School, is FFA co-chair for the building communities.
In the morning, the show starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday. The gym exhibits and the livestock will all start at 8. And then after the parade, they'll have a meat animal sale where you can come out and buy others' animals.
The parade will step off at 10:30. Also at the fair, the Music Boosters will be serving pork sandwiches, a potato bar, and pie dessert, silent auction, all starting at 9. The Little Britches Show will be at 9:30. Kinji's Petal Pool will be at 1, and mascot races will be at 1:30. The Hall of Fame ceremony featuring this year's inductees, John Jones and Chris Fry, will be held at 2. The homecoming game versus Royal will kick off at 2:30. Then on Saturday night, the homecoming dance will be held at 8. On Sunday, the horse show will be at the Anderson Family Quarter Horse Farm at 11. More information about Ithaca's homecoming and school fair can be found on the school website and on the Ithaca Fair Facebook page. It's 84 degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Oh! Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram. Early detection is the best prevention." You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Artisan Service and Repair at Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Artisan Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit artisanrepair.com. Keep farming with Artisans.
It's a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center on this Friday afternoon, October 3rd. It's 12:30. Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison, died August 15th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at Club Lamarck in Madison. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service assisted the family. Jeff Lorish is survived by his father, Ron and Kim Lorish, a brother, Wade and Amy Lorish, two nephews, many aunts, uncles, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison. Roger McCulloch, 92, of Blue River, formerly of Steuben, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Monday at 11 at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Gaze Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Roger McCulloch is survived by three children, Barb and Wally Reichman, Rita and Matt Cox, and Carl and Kathy McCulloch. 11 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, a brother, Greg and Pat McCulloch, special friend, Joyce Weege, brother-in-law, Francis and Mary Walters, and sister-in-law, Lucille Walters. Also many nieces and nephews. Roger McCulloch, 92, of Blue River, formerly of Steuben. Michael Mike Anderson, 60, of Rural Muscadet, died Monday at home. Memorial services will be held at 3 Monday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Mike Anderson is survived by his mother, Sherry Anderson of Rural Muscadet, two sisters, Brenda and Dan Cupp of Richland Center, and Amy and Brian Schaff of Oklahoma. Nieces and nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews, aunts and uncles, and special friend Stephen Kovars. Michael Mike Anderson, 60, of Rural Muscadet. Dwayne C. Frelick, age 83, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dwayne Frelick is survived by his sister Meredith, brother Bill, and his nieces and nephews. Also his care providers, Ed, Colleen, and Leah Uhlenhake. Dwayne C. Frelick, age 83. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna Nicholson is survived by her husband, Junior, her children, Lori and David Burkhalter of Lake Delton, Randy Parker of Ithaca, and Sherry and Kevin Hauser of Baraboo. Four grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, a sister, Mary Ann and Norman Parker, a brother, Dick and Dolly Piasecki, sisters-in-law, Patricia and Butch Rolfe and Karen Hankey, brother-in-law, Jerry and Lisa Nicholson, and many nieces and nephews. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 11th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, October 11th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Bob Williams is survived by two daughters, Roberta and Joe Coe of Richland Center, and Christine and Don Mashire of Grays Lake, Illinois. Four grandchildren, a niece and nephews, and many other relatives and close friends. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87 of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois. Susan May Krieger, 76 of Richland Center, died Monday. A memorial service will be held Sunday, October 19th at 1 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church Sunday, October 19th, from noon until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Susan Krieger is survived by her husband Lonnie, son Jeffrey Krieger, daughters Jennifer and David Atkins, and Jessica and Benjamin Olson, two grandsons, a granddaughter, three brothers, George, Sydney, and Gary, and many nieces and nephews. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center. Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center, died September 26th following a courageous battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to your local community animal shelter. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Georgia McMillan is survived by her husband Theodore, two stepchildren, Kristen McMillan of Elkhorn, and Thomas and Stacy McMillan of Haverstraw. Two grandchildren, sisters Vicki and Mike Flugstad of Plover, and Dawn and Rick Miller of Rockford, Illinois. A brother, Alan and Nancy Deshemaker of Freeport, Illinois. A niece and nephew and great nieces. Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Chelsea Deckard and Travis Bushley had a daughter, Elizabeth Lucille.
From breakfast through dinner, Muscatty Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza offers something for every meal. Customers can start their day with a hot, cheesy breakfast pizza, enjoy a hearty hunk of pizza at lunchtime, and bring home a delicious 12-inch pizza with wings for dinner. Known for friendly hometown service, this local favorite treats every guest like family. While there, visitors can also fill up with top-quality fuel. Orders can be called in ahead at 739-3733 for quick pickup. Muscatty Mini Mart remains the community's trusted stop for great food, welcoming faces, and more.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Terry and Susie Zebarth, Matt and Connie Nanke, and Melvern and Diane Cook. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Friday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Hope you're staying cool out there. That's not something we too often say in October. The air mass over us would be more typical of July and August. Thankfully, it's not quite as humid as those months are, but it's still going to be plenty warm out there the next couple of days. The wind will start picking up tomorrow and Sunday to offer a bit of cooling relief as well. Otherwise, we will watch a cold front, which is currently stretched out across the Rockies up through North Dakota, slowly sliding east. That should catch up with us long about Sunday night into Monday morning, with a pretty good chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of the latest data suggests we could see rain amounts up to a half inch or so when that comes through. Now, much cooler temperatures will build in by early next week, with highs back to normal, so that's going to be quite a switch. You'll need those coats once again. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Very summer-like, with record high temperatures possible, reaching the upper 80s generally, with mainly sunny skies, southwest wind 5 to 12. Mostly clear tonight, low temperature at 62, light south to southeast wind. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, breezy and very warm, with more records possible, high near 88, south wind between 10 and 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, lots of stars out there, low 62. Sunday should be windy and still rather warm. Clouds start to increase later in the day with a high of 83. A good chance of some showers and thunderstorms by late Sunday evening. And Monday showers likely, especially the first half of the day. Mostly cloudy and much cooler. Low in the mid-50s with a high near 68. Tuesday shaping up pretty nice, partly cloudy and seasonal, low in the upper 40s, high near 66. Wednesday mostly sunny and cool, low 38, high 63. And Thursday, chance of scattered frost in the morning in the mid-30s, partly cloudy, high 64. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 86, our low this morning, 54, our high so far today, 85. The record high for this date, set in 1953, is 87. The record low, 23, was set in 1974. Last year's high was 74 with a low of 39. Sunset tonight will be at 6:39, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:02. Currently in Richland Center, we have north to northeast winds at 7 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.07 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
There's a lot more time and effort needed to grow Christmas trees than you might think. That's next on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Before you take on some risky task or project on the farm, ask yourself, what would happen if this goes south? If I get hurt or even die in the process, what would happen to my family and the farm? Use your best judgment to decide what's acceptable or unacceptable risk. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Raising Christmas trees is pretty much a full-time job. It is, at least for John Tillman, a Christmas tree farmer in the state of Washington.
Somewhere around mid-January, we start prepping our fields, which is removing stumps, doing some soil amenities with lime, things like that, getting our seedlings. And so up through the end of March, we're planting trees and base pruning trees, putting the handles on the bottom so that the trunk goes in the stand nice and cleanly. Then through April through May, we're checking for funguses and insects, things like that, making sure that we're trying to keep the trees healthy.
Summer is also a busy time for Tillman's tree farm.
We start a culturing season in early July, and that will go through typically about the end of September, where we're going out straightening leaders, trimming sides of the trees, hopefully making sure that we have something that looks good for tagging.
Tillman says the Christmas tree harvest starts in early November.
We harvest the tree, we carry it out by hand so it's not ever hitting the dirt. We put it through the baler, tag it accurately, get it to the loading areas, and hopefully doing that within 2 or 3 days of the ship dates. After harvest, typically we'll take a month off, roughly, because we've just worked 30 to 45 straight days.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
A Wisconsin congressman tells farmers help is on the way. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. When you compare Pioneer brand Vorseed Enlist corn to the competitor, Vorseed Enlist dominates in delivering yield. Your best year starts with Pioneer. A Wisconsin congressman says farmers can't expect to hear about a financial assistance program from the Trump administration soon. 3rd District Republican Derek Van Orden tells Brownfield President Donald Trump plans to use tariff revenue to help offset damages caused by the lack of export sales.
People need to understand that President Trump and Brooke Rollins, I talked to her for about a half an hour yesterday, are backing farmers' play hard. And we understand these tariffs are, you know, making people nervous in the service, and that's real. There's going to be help on the way for our row croppers, soybeans in particular, coming up.
Van Orden tells Brownfield he's aware of what's in the upcoming relief program.
I do, but I'm not going to get ahead of the president.
Van Orden says the markets have been tough on U.S. farmers, and farmers need to know the administration has their back. A professor at Michigan State University says he's concerned about the rapid loss of market share to South America and how that could impact the future of soybean exports. David Ortega says China still has not made any new crop soybean purchases for the current marketing year.
China likes stability when it comes to trade policy because of how sensitive they are for reasons of national security and food security. No surprise that China is turning to our competitors, Brazil, Argentina, for some of their key agricultural imports.
Ortega says the U.S. should be prioritizing a new trade deal with China instead of offering economic support to competitors. He made his comments during the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago's Midwest Agriculture Conference. An animal health company says the first and only approved treatment against New World screwworm is a significant step forward for the livestock industry. Mike Lormore with Zoetis says the company's latest injectable drug provides producers and veterinarians with another tool in the fight against the pest.
It is a big deal. I think producers across the country seem to be breathing a little bit easier in the last couple days.
Last week, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration granted conditional approval for the drug. Lormore tells Brownfield the label will be available starting next year and can be used to treat infections in livestock. The U.S. Department of Labor's interim final rule marks the first change to how H-2A guest worker rates are determined since the program was established more than 30 years ago. National Council of Agriculture Employers President and CEO Michael Marsh tells Brownfield the organization has been advocating for reforms for more than a decade as rising mandated wages forced many growers out of business. Economists estimate the adverse effect wage rates rose twice as fast as non-farm wages in 2025. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
In agriculture, content is king, especially when it comes from a source you trust. Brownfield Ag News delivers timely, accurate information to America's farmers. Our team of award-winning farm broadcasters brings you the stories that matter, local, regional, national, and even global. That's why Brownfield is a household name across farm country, on the radio, online, and across social media. Thank you for trusting Brownfield. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trade remains at a standstill, and cash hogs are steady to lower. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It's been a quiet Friday in cash cattle country, and really for most of the week for that matter. Bids are very hard to find at this point. A light direct trade developed back on Wednesday with a few deals in Nebraska at $3.60 on a dressed basis, $5 lower than the previous week. Other than that, cash cattle business has been at a standstill. Packer inquiry could improve as the day progresses. Asking prices are currently at $2.35 to $2.37 in the south and $3.63 plus in the north. Boxed beef was mixed at midday with choice down 27 cents at $3.62.95 and select up to 19 at $3.45.59. At the Valentine, Nebraska livestock auction on Thursday, demand was strong with several buyers and some active internet bidding. Receipts are up on the week, but a market trend for steers and heifers couldn't be established due to the last reported sale occurring in early September. Feeder supply included 52% steers, and 96% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 701 to 742 pounds, brought 383 to 420. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 707 to 740 pounds, sold for 369 to 389.50. Cash hog business is steady to lower with light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Buyers are generally using their leverage to secure the supplies that are needed to finish out the week, with most of the needed numbers picked up during a big run that occurred on Tuesday. Domestic wholesale prices have trended mostly lower over the past few days, and export demand is a question mark. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down $1.03 at midday, with a base range of 92 to 102. Barrel and gilt prices are steady at $72 at the cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. Illinois slaughter sows are steady with moderate demand for light offerings at 59 to 71. Illinois boars have a price range of 18 to 35. Pork values were higher at midday, up 205 at 109.40. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, bud. Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tipjack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a large sale and the big round market was very good. Reminder, next hay sale will be October 8th. You can also buy hay and bedding throughout the week. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have more online only auctions coming up. Keep an eye out on our website at www.tipjackauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetoo. Have a great day.
Corn is currently lower, soybeans, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yield and genetics faster than the competition, and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up today, watching U.S. harvest activity along with planting conditions in South America. There is still some cautious optimism about face-to-face trade talks between the United States and China. Those are not scheduled until October 31st. November beans are up 1.5 at 10.25 and a quarter. January's 2.25 higher at 10.44. December soybean meal's up $1.50 at 280.80. September soybean oil's down 24 at 50.20. Corn is weak on profit-taking, watching U.S. harvest progress and assessing yield projections from some major private firms. Planting weather in Argentina and Brazil generally look favorable. December corn's 1.75 lower at 420. March is down 1.25 at 436.75. And wheat's mixed. Chicago and Kansas City are expecting good near-term winter wheat planting progress, while Minneapolis is adjusting spreads. Globally, U.S. wheat prices are competitive for most types. December Chicago's a penny higher at 515.75. December Kansas City's 1.5 lower at 497.5. December Minneapolis is up a half a penny at 561. Live and feeder cattle have turned fully higher again, waiting for the rest of the week's direct trade. Things remain pretty quiet at this hour. Choice box beef was weak at midday. Select was sharply higher. December live's up 77 at 234.25, and February's 32 higher at 236.27. November feeders are 250 higher at 354.90. And hogs are supported by the higher midday move in pork and their discount to the cash index. December lean is 82 cents higher at 87.50. February's up 85 at 89.30. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Pumpkins, pastures, and purpose. Hi folks, I'm Nicole Haslip with Healthy Living on Brownfield. For more than 25 years, the Dick Family Farm in northern Michigan has been growing pumpkins alongside its dairy. Sixth-generation farmers Dale and Lene are carrying forward the tradition.
We plant around 30 different varieties of pumpkins.
It's hard to narrow it down.
There's a lot of choices, so we pick about 30, 32 of them in all different sizes, shapes, and colors. And the pumpkin crop, there's a good number of pumpkins. They just seem to be a little smaller than years past because of the drier conditions. But overall,
their quality seems pretty good.
Yeah.
Lenny says in 2018, they embraced the diversification and have been adding agritourism experiences and events.
I've always had a passion and interest in advocating for agriculture and just trying to bring ag awareness and education to the public. I think that it's a really great avenue to try to connect with consumers and try to help them know more about our farm, what it is that we do both on our dairy farm, but all just in ag in general. From that first initial year that we did it, we've just kind of continued to keep building off of it.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Titletown Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Titletown Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Are you thinking about a kitchen remodel? Start with Harkey Lumber, where expert staff can help you design your new layout and offer trusted cabinet lines like Craftmate and Miralac Classic. And cabinets aren't just for kitchens. They add stylish storage to your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even create a custom entertainment center. To top it off, a countertop that fits your space and your style. For all your cabinet needs, call 985-7207 or stop at Harkey Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senators will take up a vote on a stopgap measure to end the government shutdown today, but it's not expected to pass. Democrats say they will continue to demand slashing Medicaid benefits that they be restored and health care premium subsidies be extended. ABC's Karen Travers says there are no talks.
One thing from the White House end of this, they have made it very clear they are not willing to negotiate with Democrats on the issues that Democrats are demanding right now on health care. They say that that cannot happen while the government is shut down. Those conversations could take place if Democrats vote to fund the government.
Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing the U.S. carried out a strike on another alleged drug boat from Venezuela. It comes after President Trump informed Congress the U.S. is formally engaged in a, quote, armed conflict with drug cartels.